Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Holy Thursday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus. And I want to thank both of my brother priests, Monsignor Schumacher and Father Hochalter, for being here on this most blessed night, and to both of our deacons for also assisting this evening, and to each one of you for being here at this Holy Thursday Mass. We've now entered into the sacred Triduum, these holy 3 days when we recount our Lord's institution of the holy priesthood, the Eucharist, our Lord's entrance into his passion, death, and resurrection. These are holy days. If I'm honest with myself, I will admit to you openly that I have a tendency to forget things often. I forget a lot of things. My students and my mom will be the first to agree with this. We've all forgotten things at times. Sometimes when we forget things, it seems as if no one notices that we've forgotten. Other times when we forget things, it seems like everyone's has noticed. Sometimes it seems like no one has been affected by our forgetfulness. At other times, it seems as if everyone has been affected by our forgetfulness. God seems to have continually had to remind the Israelites to do this, to do that, to remember the covenant that God established with Abraham, to remember the Sabbath, to remember what God did with Pharaoh and the Egyptians leading the Israelites out of Egypt, from slavery in Egypt on the Exodus. And we just heard in the first reading this evening, to remember the Passover. To remember the Passover. Remember this, remember that. Whenever God asked the Israelites to do something, it wasn't just about them thinking about what happened in the past. Rather, when God demanded that the Israelites remembered something, remembered an event, they were asked to do something that was tangible, that was affected, that was concrete, that they could do, that they could see. Yes, words would be used, but more importantly than words, actions would be taken. This, friends, is what strikes to the heart on Holy Thursday, the actions that our Lord has taken and is giving to each one of us. A model to serve, a model of sacrifice. It's on this night that we, of course, see in the Eucharist, but more importantly, we, in a very deliberate way, participate in that most blessed Last Supper in which our Lord established with his people, with you and me, not just some memory of him, but who asks of us, demands of us to do something in memory of him. Holy Thursday, friends, is a visual reminder, a tangible reminder that God emptied and today still empties himself so much to you and me so fully. That the God of the universe, who created the universe, would be the very same God who knelt down to wash the disciples' feet. That the same God who led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt is the same God who this night will become for you and for me a slave himself. It is on this night that this same God who sat at table with his apostles is the same God who gives himself fully to you and to me under the lowly and humble appearances of bread and wine. And in a very special way for us three priests here this evening, that the same God who fashioned us in the palm of his hands is the same God who humbles himself to place himself in our unworthy hands at every Mass. How tragic it would be if we ever forget what our Lord has done for us this night.